Oh man, I missed it. We've had so many public holiday Wednesdays, but it's back and exclusive to Jacaranda FM on a Wednesday morning at 7:15. It's my pleasure to welcome in studio this morning, all the way from Hoedspruit. Firstly, let's start with Rankin Rutherford. Rankin, I know that you left Hoedspruit something silly like 12 o'clock last night to get here this morning, so welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was quite hectic, but I'm glad we're here.
Sure, that road is longer than you realize.
Yes, we're used to it by now.
Yeah,
after all the years of traveling, but yeah, it's it takes time to get here.
Now, I believe that you and your family are pretty well known around the Hoedspruit area. You already do a lot for the community in terms of, I suppose, community policing, or what is it? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we've got a very nice, strong farm watch unit. That's the only way to keep your town safe.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm quite involved there. I like helping people. Yeah, it's just one of those things that you can't sit at home. If you know there's trouble outside, you always feel need of helping.
I'm sure the community appreciates you for that. I'm sure of that. Now, yeah. You're here this morning because of your daughter.
Yes, that's right.
That's Kayra.
Kayra, yes.
And she's 13.
Correct, yeah.
Kayra is 13 and contracted Lyme disease.
That's right, yes.
I don't know much about that. I don't think too many people do.
That's true, yes. Yeah, I had never heard of it until last year.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a tick. A tick that bites you. Mm. And the region is from America, I believe.
Okay.
Over there you get it quite often. And they've started diagnosing her with flu. She had flu symptoms.
Okay.
And then we moved from the one doctor to the another doctor, and it's blood results and blood tests, and from day one it was just never ending story.
So first flu symptoms, and when did you realize that it's definitely not flu?
She was admitted in Kloof Hospital. And the second day she started walking funny. You know, like somebody that's got hip problems.
Okay.
Yeah, and I told my wife something is not right.
Something's,
you know,
not
in the way she walks. But still they didn't know what's wrong. Yeah. And about 3 days after that she just couldn't walk anymore.
Geez, so it changed quite quickly.
Yes.
And she was quite active.
Yeah, at school, jogging, with all the sports.
We've
got a very small school.
Yeah.
So she's involved with all the sports there.
So then you realize something seriously is wrong here when she was battling to walk.
Yes, yes.
What happened then?
Well, then they got extra doctors in. I stopped counting how many doctors they've tried. And everyone's got his own idea, so they start all over again.
Yeah.
So it was a tough time.
And then finally a doctor. Where did you find this doctor, by the way, that's diagnosed with Lyme disease?
It's an old house doctor of us, in Dr. Tanya Stolz.
Can you believe it? Eh? Can you believe it?
And her husband, he's a professor, Stolz. And we phoned her and said, listen, we know you and your husband. Can't you have a look at all the results we've got? And just see, maybe you just pick up something that everyone is missing.
That everyone else is missing. And then the diagnosis came through Lyme disease.
Yes.
What's the prognosis? What happens next with Lyme disease?
Lyme disease, there is a cure for it,
okay.
if I understand correctly. But you've got to treat it from the start.
Okay.
And they've waited too long.
It's been how long? 8 months?
Yeah. July. Yes.
So what is her condition right now?
Basically, she's permanently lying down. She can't sit up straight for long periods.
Uh-huh.
She's in pain 24 hours a day. The painkillers that they gave her are so strong, so it affects her body.
Mm.
And they've tried different things, painkillers, strong stuff, and Yeah, so just she's got the pain with
it. Am I right in saying that it's such a rare disease that very few people in South Africa would know how to treat it?
That's right, yes.
I mean, if they can't diagnose it.
That's it, yes.
How the heck are they going to treat it?
Yeah, they all try, and we read so much about it, and it says that no antibiotics will cure it.
Can you believe it?
And everyone is giving antibiotics.
What is the cure?
Well, it looks like the natural way. A lady from Australia contacted us and said she was suffering with Lyme disease for 30 years.
Oh, 30.
And she died, how many times, almost died. And she was also permanently in a wheelchair. And then she heard about this doctor in Australia. In Germany.
Germany, okay.
She's from Australia. Okay. And then she went there, and it's a long process, different treatments. They first put you in a tube or a capsule or something that they warm it up.
Okay.
So they pick your, lift your temperature up.
Your body temperature, yeah.
I think 42 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they've got doctors and specialists watching over you the whole time.
So there's one doctor in the world in Germany that has found a way to cure Lyme disease.
That's it, yeah.
What a story
I think there will be other doctors also.
Sure, but this is the one known one that has success.
Success with it,
And it's been, I mean, you've watched your daughters now, a teenager, be so active. Has it been tough on you?
Yeah, it's very tough.
The toughest part is probably just seeing her helpless and feeling helpless.
Yes, yeah.
Because
you feel like you're alone, and in a way you are. I mean, I do feel for you, because in so many other cases, you know, the help and the cure is mostly around us in South Africa.
Yes, yeah.
But this one is in Germany, and I'm 100% sure that's the kind of costs you're talking must be.
Yes, we had a figure in our heads, and then when we started adding up, we said we're never going to make it. It's just we've got the medical aid in South Africa, but that's for only for you.
This morning is about the Rutherford family in Hoedspruit and their daughter Kyra, who's 13 years old and been diagnosed with Lyme disease, very, very rare disease. And it comes from, it's spread by ticks. And she's bedridden at the moment because of it. And it's tough on the family because she was such an active, healthy girl. Am I right?
Yeah.
And now, of course, you know, this, and the worst part of all is that the cure for this is not even in South Africa. Do you think that, I mean, they say it's very rare. Is it maybe rarely diagnosed? Have there been more cases?
We spoke to a few people that got it. The main thing is if they can pick it up quickly, then the antibiotics can work on it. But
if it's too late, if you picked up too late, then there's no cure.
Yes.
Do you ever think about, you know, how and where and which tick and where do these ticks come from? Was she anywhere specific, out of the ordinary?
Not really. The first case were picked up in Richards Bay.
On
a horse farm, yeah.
Okay.
And you get it commonly on horses. But not that common that every horse has got it, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
Was she in that area?
She was on holiday, yeah, in St. Lucia with some friends, yeah.
Okay.
But we've also heard of cases in Oorigstad in that area also had it, yeah. So it can actually be anywhere.
Now, was it last Monday morning... our security downstairs said there's a lady here that came all the way from Hoedspruit, and her name is Debbie Thompson. Debbie, good to see you again.
Hi, good morning, Martin.
You've been absolutely relentless in your assistance for this family and campaigning to raise the kind of money for you to send Kyra to Germany to get the cure.
Yes.
Why?
Well, first of all, I have to just state I'm not the only one. There's an entire community behind. I just happen to be the one up here to come and see you. Mm. And it's been absolutely awesome to see the response of the community. Mm. But one of the reasons is because I think Rankin is... He's somebody who is always there for other people. Mm. As you mentioned earlier, he is part of our Farm Watch team. Mm. And I think anybody who has an accident in Hoedspruit, he's one of the first faces you'll see at your window.
Sure.
I can tell you a little story about it was about a month or two ago. I got a call on the radio from a lady about 30 kilometers out of town who had woken up with a snake next to her bed at about 2 in the morning.
Mm.
And I put a call on the radio, and the first person to volunteer is Rankin. Now, considering he sits up all night with his daughter as well, helping her, I phoned Rankin privately and said to him, Rankin, you do realize when you get there that snake's going to be gone. You're not going to find anything. It's almost a wasted trip. And he said, no, he realizes that, but that lady needs reassurance. She needs to know that it's okay so she can go back to sleep at night.
Of course, yeah.
And that's the kind of person Rankin is. He's willing to get up and drive 30 kilometers to go and reassure somebody just so that she can go back to sleep that night.
And now it's his turn to get...
Exactly.
You know, to get assistance from the community. What kind of funds are we talking here? How much is this going to cost in Germany?
Well, it is quite pricey because obviously the treatment's very specialized at this one clinic in Germany. Yeah. We're looking at 800,000 is what we need. We also need to fly Kara across business class because she can't sit. So she needs to be able to lie down on the plane. So there's lots of costs and expenses that come into it. But 800,000 is the figure that we're needing.
And you've done some fundraising.
The community has been incredible. Within 2 weeks.
I'm astounded, hey?
Well,
within 2 weeks, you've raised how much?
680,000 rand.
680,000.
It's a small place called Hoedspruit.
Hoedspruit's incredible.
It's amazing.
We should expand our office here. Di, not that you need help.
Yes. We always need help, Martin. And Hoedspruit seems to be the place to be.
Yes, that's amazing. And I do understand as well, Kyra also much loved, much like her dad. I believe that her friends are huddled around the radio this morning in Hoedspruit.
Laerskool Mariepskop.
Yeah, like they should be every morning, but specifically this morning. So shout out to
Laerskool Mariepskop.
Mariepskop.
Yeah.
Special girl, and it's hard to see her like this, Debbie.
Very, very much so. From such an active young girl to seeing her like this, it is heartbreaking, and I think it's touched everybody.
Yeah.
Martin, and if you're a parent... The most helpless you can feel is when your child is in pain and you can do nothing.
I cannot imagine
for 8 months
feeling, especially, you know, you think to yourself, I mean, medical advances in 2019.
And it sounds to me like you've been to each and every doctor that you could have possibly been, and what more can you do?
I know. Was that tough for you? Or did that frustrate you? How can there not be a cure for this in South Africa?
Dit is die ding wat ons so baie omgekrap het. Dit het vir ons gevoel ons leef in 'n moderne era. En daar moet soveel help eintlik wees. En elke keer begin ons net voor by die nuwe dokter begin hulle net weer voor nuwe toetse doen. En so skuif ons aan van die een na die een want na die volgende een want jy voel jy moet alles doen. Ons weet wat sy kind sy is, sy's precies georganiseerd, fliks, weet wat sy wil in die lewe, en daar lê sy permanent op die bed, ons moet haar optel, badkamer toe, toilet toe.
Shame, man.
So,
en jy is so 'n hulpvaardige man, so jy moet seker ekstra hulpeloos voel, dat jy nie 'n antwoord
het. Ek is gewoond om dinge uit te sorteer, en
om plan te maak,
kan nie, ja.
En jy kan nie, jy kan nie. Wat sê sy vir jou? Bly sy positief?
Sy bly baie positief, ja. Dis die ding wat ons deurtrek.
So, 800,000 rand is a lot of money. You've raised how much?
680.
That's a lot short. That's a whole lot short. Well, on the line from our good friends at Lotto Star, Tasula. Hadi Georgia, good morning to you, Tasula. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, good morning, listeners, Jack Randa listeners, and Rankin. I'm hearing your story, and wow.
Yeah, it's a tough one, right? It's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Real tough.
Yeah,
one.
Actually, you've got my office in tears at the moment. By the way.
So, listen, you've been incredible when it comes to charitable, you know, causes as well. I remember when we ran your competition, you guys said, mm-hmm. listen, we will match whatever the listeners win and give that to Good Morning Angels, which, of course, is fantastic.
Yay.
It really, really, really is. So thank you for that kindness and compassion to you and everybody else at Lotto Star. And yeah, listening to this, you know, family and this dad who's always so helpful and giving and compassionate and kind, much like you, being so helpless is a really tough one. It's a bitter pill to swallow. So they're short quite a bit of money. Is there maybe a small difference that you can make this morning? Hello? It might be our phone line. It is notoriously bad from time to time. So it's not that she's keeping quiet. I'm hoping. Well, maybe when she heard the amount, she's like...
yes, wow, yeah, 120,000 rand short.
Let's see if we can get her back on again. Let's see if we can get her back. Okay. Ah, there you are. You're back. Oh, and there she's down. Oh joy. We'll get her back on. So at least there's good news. They're going to try and make a difference this morning. And I'm thinking what often happens is when someone comes along and says, listen, you need 120,000, but we'll give you, let's say, 10,000. That gets the ball rolling.
Absolutely.
And gets other people involved.
Yes.
If, let's say, you have the 800,000, then you're ready to go. Am I right? Then you can go to Germany.
Well, she's on her way, Martin, with the 680 that they have been able to raise.
They've already sent her.
She's leaving this evening at 9 o'clock.
So she's going anyway.
So the clock is ticking for them to get the rest.
If we don't get Tasula back on the line, then you have 120,000 short that you're going to have to find somewhere. But I'm glad to say that the phone line's working again.
Yay!
Tasula, how's it? Are you back on?
I'm back.
All right, listen, what difference can you make this morning?
We've spoken to Good Morning Angels, and we've decided that we're going to make up the full amount so little Kyra can actually go and get the treatment she needs. She's got all our best wishes. So we'll make up the 120. I think it is 120.
That's
right.
That's right.
Fantastic. And our prayers are with you guys. We wish you well. And thank you to Jacaranda and our players for making it possible for us to help in any way we could.
Tasula, lots of tears. Rankin?
And we wish you all the best.
Oh. I'll say thank you on behalf of Rankin right now. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you a lot.
Our pleasure.
Rankin, that's cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. We actually came for awareness and not for money.
Debbie, are you happy now? You made the trip from Woodspray?
Yes, very much so. Thank you very much.
It's well done.
Greatly appreciate. Well done. And I think on behalf of Woodspray says thank you.
Cool. So there you go, 800,000 rand. Everything of the best. It's not over yet. Rankin, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's only a pleasure, Martin. Thanks.
It was a long road, and you hit traffic in Pretoria. I'm sorry about that. I think it was worthwhile.
It just reminded us of our positive decisions to live in Hoedspruit.
Yeah. There's the upside of living in Hoedspruit, in case you were wondering yourself if you just moved there. I actually have friends who just moved to Hoedspruit. What a fantastic community. And, of course, Lotto Star, who's part of the Good Morning Angels community.
Absolutely.
And making
thank
that
you.
Difference. All the best. We're thinking of you. Keep us updated, okay?
Thank you, Martin.
Martin, can we just say thank you to Good Morning Angels for Absolutely. Everything you do? It's incredible. We need more people like this in the world.
Well, it's the community that support it. And this morning, the angels are Lotto Star. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm just really grateful that there's people like you guys from the radio station that are able to step out and help families in need like this.